You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
A story's come across our desk that we are very passionate about because we've got a connection. Marcus Hull, who's been our expert on finance, money, budgeting since we started the show, worked for an organisation, and that organisation is the Wellington Budget Service. This show can reveal today, right now, that the Wellington Budget Service is one of the leading budget services in Wellington, has had all of its funding by the government taken. And without funding, there's a possibility it could close. The news came via a letter to the budgeting service in recent weeks. The service has helped around 470 people just in the last year, and demand has increased 60% in the last few months alone. With unemployment and interest rate rises and some public sector staffing in Wellington losing their jobs, it's more important, more than more important. Joining us now is the manager of the service, David Cameron, in the studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me along.
When did you first hear the news that the government was cutting your funding?
Yes, we got a phone call from them last Thursday, and it was followed up by an email the following day on Friday. No reason was given. It was just that the decision had been taken to no longer fund the Wellington Citizens Advice Bureau budget service.
What will that mean for the service?
Yes, we're still really getting our act together, taking it all on board. In the short term, we'll have to look at other areas to get funding from grants from other areas and that kind of thing. It's a bit of a shock. We're very disappointed and saddened because we've been so busy recently to find this was happening.
What does the actual funding that you get pay for?
Yes, the budget service is a free service. It's free. It's non-judgmental, and it's a private service. And we are our financial mentors are all volunteers who do the work. So the money we get, the funding we were previously receiving from the MSD, paid for 20 hours a week for a manager to oversee it, and also for the use of the Citizens Advice Bureau offices. We are kind of unique in a way that we can see clients in any of the five Citizens Advice Bureau offices in Wellington, like Karori, Newtown, Coburnie, Johnsonville, and also in the city. So we give an allocation of the money to the Citizens Advice Bureau to pay for the office space and for the computers that we have access to. We have private budget rooms in each of these offices where we can meet clients.
Wow. I mean, this saddens me. How many people use the service normally? I know that you saw about 470 last year. And has demand increased?
Demand has increased very, very much. This year alone, as you mentioned earlier, in terms of the referrals, we've had a 60% up on this same time last year, over the last previous 4 months. And in fact, in the month of April, we had twice as many clients as we had in April of last year. And that's, I feel, without the government, the public servants losing their jobs, without that kicking in, we've yet to see that. And that'll probably burn about June or July before we see these clients.
What sort of issues do your clients have? I mean, I don't want you to, talk about specifics, but what are the main issues that your clients, when they come knocking on your door and say, I'm in trouble, David, I'm in real trouble, how can you help me?
Yeah. The cost of living, of course, is impacting everybody, and the people often come to the budget service, probably as Marcus has said over the previous weeks, when almost just the cliff edge with debt and with the cost of living generally. Over the last few months, we've had more clients than ever before who are having difficulty with their mortgage due to the high interest rates in the mortgage. A lot of people were on fixed rate mortgages, and then suddenly that came to an end, and they can't afford their mortgages. So really, we see a lot of clients from different areas. Probably the majority of clients are solo mums with a couple of children, and it's very difficult for them with the high cost of living.
I mean, this service to me, from an outsider looking in, seems incredibly important. Is it important?
I think it's more than important. I think it's vital for the community. The very fact that we saw approximately 477 clients last year speaks for itself. Clearly, the Wellington Citizens Advice Bureau budget service is not the only budget service in the whole area, but we do play a vital part in dealing with people who are often at the end of their tether due to financial pressures.
Is it at all possible that this service might have to close down because the government's withdrawn its funding?
I try to remain positive, but it could happen. It could happen. I hope not, but it could happen. The area manager and I were discussing this morning, that he will look for other areas of funding to keep us going. But it's a possibility, but I try to remain positive and hope that we'll get through this.
With all that's going on, we know that we're in a recession. We know we've got a cost of living crisis. We know that the government's dropping a whole lot of staff. Did that really give you a surprise when you thought, shivers, we're actually we're going to cut one of the budgeting operations that helps us most?
In a way, it didn't. The contracts, they're national contracts that are awarded by the Ministry of Social Development, and they were coming to an end the 31st of June. So we were informed last August, September, when the first RFP came out, which is the putting in the tender for the following year. So we went through the process. There was three or four different sections of the process. And then part of the way through, of course, the government came along and decided to make these cuts. So it was in the back of our mind that maybe that would have an impact on it. Even though the contract renewal process started long before that, it did occur to us that maybe the government cuts would have an impact on the money that would be available for the budget services nationally.
Can I just read you a text that's just come through, and I would like you to respond. I'm with David Cameron here, who is the Wellington manager of Wellington Budget Service that looks after people that are stuck in trouble. Nick, everybody agrees there must be budget cuts, but nobody believes in their own budget should be cut. Bottom line is the country's in big trouble and we haven't got any money. Drastic and unpopular cuts must be made.
Yes, I mean, that's a view, but one of the issues, of course, with the budget cuts that are going through, that are moving through the society, is that budget services are almost like we're like the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, if you like. We see the people who are being closest and hardest impacted by these cuts. So in a way, we are like the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. People we see are in dire straits. And as I often say to people, financial issues, financial problems are not a separate issue. They impact people's welfare, they impact their health, impact their family life, and it has a really strong impact on people's mental well-being.
Can you help them, though? If you're in financial trouble, I'm in financial trouble, everyone's in financial trouble, if they come to you, can you actually help them, or can you just give them a cuddle, give them a hot cup of tea and tell them to ring their bank manager?
We can help them. Of course we can. Yeah, we do help them. A lot of people, for example, have never set out a budget, for example. And often people are quite surprised how much they're spending on, for example, eating out or takeaways or areas that perhaps they could cut back on. And also we can negotiate with, if they get serious debt, we can often negotiate with the lenders to get the terms altered.
Oh, you do that for them? You'd bring the lender and you'd ring and say, hi, we can help. We're trying to help Nick out here. Can you give him some help?
We yes, indeed. And that's all part of our service.
Wow, amazing. Well, let's hope, David. It's hope within hope that someone else steps up and gives you a bit of money and Wellington Budget Service can keep going, because I'd hate to see it close. I mean, I know the work that Marcus Hull does for him. I know how important it is to him to be able to help people in financial trouble. And he does it as a volunteer, as a lot of your people do. They're experts. You're getting something for free that you'd not normally get. So it's a very good service that you provide. David Cameron, who is Wellington Budget Services Manager, thank you for coming in the studio.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.